Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the 5 o'clock news. Coming up in this bulletin, police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after a report a car was petrol-bombed last night. An investigation is underway in the north after a PSNI officer's laptop and notebook fell off a car onto a motorway. A man's been arrested in County Derry in connection with the PSNI data breach last week. And a Donegal senator has been given a guarded welcome to the news that Donegal will be a standalone guarded division. These stories in full, plus more to come. Jordan McDade will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. August and Nugt, Le Colm Ferriter, Freshen. First in news, police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after a report a car was petrol-bombed in Aaron Court in Creggan last night. The report was made to police at around 10 to 11. The car sustained damage, but fortunately no one was injured. Those who believe they have information is asked to contact 101. An investigation is underway in the north after PSNI officer's laptop and notebook fell off a car onto a motorway. It happened on the M2 yesterday afternoon. Chloe St. Johnson has more from Belfast.
Well, it's the latest in a string of PSNI blunders after a major data breach last week and the recent theft of a police laptop, radio and document from a car. It's understood the officer placed the items on the roof of his vehicle and forgot to take them down before driving off. Police say the laptop's now been recovered and deactivated, but sections of the notebook are still missing.
And a man's been arrested in County Derry in connection with criminality linked to a PSNI data breach. In a statement, the PSNI say detectives investigating criminality linked to last week's Freedom of Information incident have carried out a search in Dungiven today and have made an arrest. The 50-year-old man was detained under the Terrorism Act and is being questioned by detectives at Musgrave Serious Crime Suite. Work has begun on the provision of high-speed broadband to almost 3,000 homes, farms and businesses in West Donegal. It covers the areas around Bunbeg, Gweedore, Annagree and Burtonport. The National Broadcast Ireland says almost 6,000 homes across the county are now ready to be connected under their programme. Sean O'Regan has more.
National Broadband Ireland has announced this morning that construction has commenced to deliver high-speed broadband to 2,953 premises in the Bunbeg deployment area. In Donegal, there are approximately 33,000 premises in the intervention area covered by NBI. Works have already been completed in other parts of Donegal, with 5,917 premises at the order or pre-order stage, while 1,325 premises are already connected to the network. CEO Peter Hendrick says there are almost 6,000 Donegal premises ready to connect in rural areas, including over 2,700 in Chrysla and over 3,200 in Letterkenny. He says people can visit the nbi.ie website and enter their air code into the search bar on the map to see if they are ready to connect.
Meanwhile, NBI and Uttaras na Gaeltachta have announced a partnership to support the rollout of broadband in Gaeltacht areas. Uttaras is providing parcels of land at key locations for the installation of core fibre optic equipment to facilitate the delivery of the service. CEO Tomás O'Shiachan says they will provide whatever assistance they can to ensure broadband is delivered as quickly as possible.
We've agreed, where possible, to facilitate them in any request they may have in terms of access through land or any other way that we can speed up the rollout of what is a vital national deployment. We can see through the GTEC network of digital hubs across the country the impact that rural broadband can have for areas. And that news is very welcome today, that that's being extended further in Gaeltacht areas all around Donegal, and that we hope to see certainly the benefits of that as we have seen in other Gaeltacht areas across the country.
Obviously, availability of high-quality broadband is going to be a major selling point when you're trying to bring investment into the Gaeltacht areas, and I suppose the better the broadband connection you can promise, the more chance you're going to have of actually drawing industries and other services in.
Broadband is absolutely the core part of any offering, no more than water, electricity, any other of those core utilities. Broadband is hugely important, and as it happens, I'm in Stadtjanskeleach, the Gweedore, today, and we can see here, given the access to fibre broadband, and indeed some work that we have carried out with NBI on this site, given that there's fibre broadband available in this area, that's a huge driver in terms of employment.
The McGill Summer School has been told that the government has made an absolute hames of the housing crisis after making mistake after mistake. He says private landlords have been run out of the market by government and not used powers that were available to them. Senator Michael O'Dowell says how the housing crisis has been handled will hit Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael hard in the polls.
Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael have made an absolute bags of the housing issue for the last 10 years. Complete aims of it. They haven't used the powers that are there. They've made mistake after mistake. They ran private landlords out of the housing market. And Sinn Féin, by the way, added the final nail in the coffin there by saying that you'd never get your property back to sell it or whatever. But there's been a series of policy errors and failure to address the housing crisis. Bigger problems with housing, such as the failure to CPO land for development and to actively plan it. Maybe they're getting on top of that now, but it's 10 years, which is far too late. That's not going to be forgiven unless something remarkable happens and tower blocks descend from heaven all over the place of beautiful apartments for everybody. Unless that happens between now and June of next year, when the local and European elections are on, this government is going to take a hammering.
Meanwhile, the possibility of Sinn Féin being in government instills dread in Senator McDowell. He says Sinn Féin is no ordinary party.
I don't think Sinn Féin is an ordinary political party at all. Now, I mean, you don't have to be conventional. You can be non-conventional if you like. But there are aspects of Sinn Féin that I regard not simply with suspicion, but with dread. One of them is this, that its party rules prohibit any public disagreement with the party policy. I remember Francie Molloy, an MP for Tyrone, being suspended. He wasn't an MP at the time, he was a councillor. He was suspended instantly by Gerry Adams for querying their local government announcement made by Adams that day. And it is still controlled by a small cadre of people, mainly located in Northern Ireland, the remnants of the Army Council. I don't think it's an ordinary political party at all. If I was going to enter into a coalition with a party whose fundamental decisions were taken elsewhere, I'd be very scared if I was in Fianna Fáil, for instance.
PSNI are growing concerned regarding the whereabouts of two men who are missing in Derry. Gareth Moran and Hassan Saeed are both in their 30s. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
Gareth, aged 35, was last seen at around 2 o'clock yesterday morning in Derry City Centre. He's around 5 feet 7 inches in height with short dark hair. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, blue jeans, white trainers and a black hat with red writing. Meanwhile, 35-year-old Hassan Saeed is also missing. He was last seen in the city wearing tan trousers, white trainers, a hooded sweatshirt in a black and white cow print with a black band and yellow logo. His right arm was in a cast. He may have travelled to Belfast. Should anyone have any information regarding the whereabouts of Hassan or Gareth, they're asked to contact police. Images of both men can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has given a guarded welcome to the news that Donegal will be a standalone Garda division. The Senator had talks with Minister James Brown in the Shannon back in June, in which he raised a number of concerns regarding policing in the county. He says the first battle is won, while there's still progress to be made.
Welcome this announcement first and foremost. I suppose traditionally, please like this would fall on deaf ears, but it shows the value of having a minister in the county. Minister James Brown came in and met me in the Shannon on the 29th of June. And I suppose some things I outlined at that stage was the fact that two-thirds of Donegal was getting insufficient cover and that the proposed Donegal Sligo Leitrim division was insufficient, not good enough for an area like Donegal. And that two-thirds represented roughly the size of Sligo Leitrim. And pleaded that Donegal would be made part of the review that was taking place in relation to Mayo and Roscommon. And also outlined the fact that Milford was losing superintendent, and with that it'll lose other services and numbers as well. And I also referred on the day the fact that drugs were being brought up in freehold through by air and by sea. We've seen incidents since in Fannethead and Hornhead that backed it up.
Many people will hear about Milford losing their superintendent and think back to the Glenties district 10 years ago. while there were promises made for that district, they weren't followed through on.
Yeah, I recall that and remember that. And I suppose that's why it's a Garda welcome at this stage. I need to see more detail. I'm not satisfied yet where we're going. I need to get more clarity. In some regards, it's maybe early days even for that yet. The first battle's won, but there's more battles to fight ahead.
The chair of Letterkenny Pride says while it's taken a long time to organise a Pride event in the town, the level of support coming from local businesses and others shows that there is and has been a demand for such an initiative. A parade and other events will take place in Letterkenny tomorrow as part of the wider Letterkenny Festival, which kicks off this evening. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Kayleigh Bowery said since planning for the event began, the idea of a Letterkenny Pride has been embraced by the whole community.
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. We've had a tremendous amount of support. We've been supported with so much love and enthusiasm by the businesses. And I think it's a really important message because people in the LGBTQ plus community need to know where they're welcome. You know, if there's a 16-year-old who's part of the community who wants to get a part-time job, they know where they can go that's a safe place to be and where they'll be accepted for who they are. I want to say a massive, massive thank you because this would not have happened without that support. We needed the funding and we have been overwhelmingly supported by the local businesses. And I think the consensus has been it's about time.
Meanwhile, a new digital expedition exploring LGBTQI plus history in Ireland has opened at the Donegal County Museum. The Rainbow Revolution's digital podium contains videos, photographs and archival collections, which have been sourced and curated to chart the growth of the Irish LGBTQI rights movement and tell the stories of the people involved. Material was first displayed publicly in 2019 at the National Museum of Ireland. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee says Ryan Tuberty has only himself to blame after it was announced he would not be returning to RTE Radio 1. Talks between Kevin Backhurst and the former Late Late Show presenter broke down yesterday. An agreement was in place for Mr. Tuberty to return to his morning show on a salary of €170,000. However, RTE was unhappy with his statement in response to the Grant Thornton report this week. Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley says Mr. Tuberty should have taken more responsibility.
If we don't accept facts, how do you regain the trust of the public? And, you know, that's a problem for Aaron Tuberty. He's a very good presenter, very good at what he's done. But the facts are here is that the problem is got to do with the payments of money. And we have to accept. If we don't accept fact, you know, you can't re-establish trust. And he has failed to do that.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Jordan McDade will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. We're going over to the sports desk to Jordan McDade.
Good evening. We start with soccer. Storm Betty is threatening to interfere with tonight's second round ties in the FAI Cup. Turner Cross has already passed one inspection ahead of Cork City's meeting with Waterford but requires another at 5:30. Bohemians manager Declan Devine has warned his side against complacency in the FA Cup tonight. They welcome Munster Senior League club Rockmount to Dalymount Park in the second round. Another non-league team, Skerrystown, make a long journey to Balbuffet to face Finn Harps. There will be live updates on Highland from that game with Dermot Doherty from the 8 p.m. kickoff. After back-to-back defeats in the league, former Harps manager Anthony Gorman says the cup will be a welcome break for the group.
It's an escape from the heavy schedule of the league fixtures and that, and it's an opportunity for them to progress into the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup. And it's always good when you're playing a team like Skerry, you get a home draw. There's also the potential of the old banana skin when you're playing against a team of that calibre. You know, you'd expect them to come and sit in deep and defend deep and, you know, ask questions of Finn Harps to try and break them down. But Finn Harps have shown enough over the last 6 or 7 weeks, Jordan, to suggest that they are on an upward curve. And, you know, I'm sure it's a game that they'll be looking forward to.
In other games, Dundalk go to Bray. Kerry host Drogheda United and UCD face First Division leaders Galway United. In the Irish League Premiership tonight, there's Ballymena host Linfield. Cross channel, there's one game in the Premier League tonight as Nottingham Forest plays Sheffield United from 7:45. Meanwhile, Leeds United welcome West Brom Albion to Elland Road in the Championship, and kickoff there is at 8 p.m. Some transfer news now, as Wadru Edu says it's a dream come true after signing for Liverpool. The Japanese defender joins from FB Stuttgart in a €19 million deal. Edu signed a 4-year contract at Anfield. Elsewhere, Aston Villa are set to confirm Nico Sanola's arrival from Galatasaray. The Italian will initially join on loan with a view of making his deal permanent. And Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says Lewis Hall's arrival from Chelsea will be the last purchase of the summer. In Gaelic games, the club championship begins this weekend in Donegal, with the first game in the Donegal Senior Football Championship taking place this evening, with Glenfinn taking on St Michael's from 7:15pm. Highlands feature match this weekend in round one are on Sunday. Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne will have the live commentary from Gweedore against McCool's. We will also be covering Glenswilly versus Ardra and Four Masters against Ballyshannon. On the motorsport front, the Ulster Rally is underway in County Down. Donegal International Rally winners Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan need to finish fourth or better to clinch the Irish Tarmac Championship. After two stages, Devine in a Volkswagen Polo is fourth overall, 17 seconds down on the rally leader, Frenchman Adrien Formeau. Johnny Gear is second and Cahill McCork is third. To rugby, James Ryan admits there's some nervousness in the Ireland camp ahead of tomorrow's meeting with England. It's Ireland's last home game before departing for the World Cup. Ireland winger Mark Hansen has shaved Keith Earl's initials into the side of his head in honour of the Munster winger's 100th cap. But the captain says tomorrow is a big opportunity to impress.
I think there's a bit of nerves heading into this game. As I said, it's the first game for a lot of us over the summer, and playing England at home, there's always a little bit of pressure, and lads are, you know, keen to make a statement with selection and everything coming up. But yeah, the atmosphere has been really good all summer. It's been enjoyable, and I think, you know, as the World Cup is coming up very soon now, people are, you know, starting to get very excited.
To cricket, the Sammy Jeffrey Shield final is in play. Brady ended batting on 215, while a short time ago, Coleraine were on 158 for 4, trailing by 57 runs with 6 wickets remaining. The final continues on Saturday, weather permitting. Finally, in golf, Roy McIlroy gets his second round underway at the BMW Championship. In the next 90 minutes, he resumes on 5 under, and Chris Kirk is the new course leader on 7 under par. Meanwhile, Seamus Power made the turn on 11 over. Elsewhere, Leona Maguire is 2 over par with 7 holes remaining in her second round at the ISPS Honda Invitational. She plays at Galgorm Castle today. Stephanie Meadows is a shot level par round of 73 at Castle Rock to finish the day on 2 over, and Marissa Steen leads on 2 under par. That's your sport.
Thanks, Jordan. Augustinish and Nooked Lake Hollum Ferreter.
Che, we're my house at Colin Ferreter and Shall in the priest's guilty. Tasha Fogarha eg Udras Nigelta to go Wilsha der Inchin Aku, Comortus Nashunta, Arakta the Hogri of Fobble Vonnehe, Gradam Nigelta to Con Arage and Fobble a Harincher and Ober War, Tajenta eg Agriacti, Farberha Fobble Snigelta, Augusta Ahanta sa Horge Difa. Be Categor eg sula sa comortus a winning the furbert of Pobble August Changel Sigeltert, and a mask an entryact social to Turris Direct, Chimpalact, Servishy social to Pobble, Ober Nagosti Pobble August Anoige. Be Arager Lights of Roches Malterocta, a Kursi Changa, August Erchomus, Nadogri, and Geliga Achnyartu, August Akar Kunchin. Tá seachtain náisiúnta na héireachta ar obair faoi láthair, ceiliúrú bliantúil ar éireacht na héirin agus imdeanna is éireacht bheo téima na féile, tá béim cortha ar eolas álainn agus scileanna tradisiúnta imdeanna a thagann an nuas ó glúin go glúin, agus tá réimse imeachtaí agus gníomhaíochtaí tarlú thartha a tír ilig agus an nuna nál mar éin. Falchion Gael Lynn Riv Irishist and Fast Banistura and Togra Gael Vrata. Is Duish Ahantish the Har Wahis and Skultaha Gaeliga Akurkon Kin a Gael Brata at Araktal a Glorning Gael Bay and Che a Capfer Fragra as and Schem Gael Vrata Araktal Gaholus Air and Sieve Gael Lynn Bunk IE. To skim Mallard to AD Scullah Shulta egg a Pobble Crock Fuller, again, honored Pobble Crock Fuller, Fui Homerka Hosh to Farber her Crock Fuller, Fuin Skim Carter Fualcher River Hishmahori, Secanter Parch Aglaku and Mallard to AD Con Comas a Cord Arshu, Dulling Lek, Lacostasi, a winning the Puesti, Agusi the Dollar Ash, the Scullet. August Fogreet her goal fail a drammy up to Urs, a Sholu, a Our Clan Gidor, Tunnel her fail a drammy up to Gidor, Erin Darnal La, Erin Fihidola, Agus a Kedla, Agus Fi, the Mi Yarrow for her. Ga allus egin our clan. Shin ma chodse illegalier slan August Bannacht.
Thanks, Colm. The CEO of Bank of Ireland has apologised for the technology glitch at the company this week. In his first public comments since the debacle, Miles O'Grady says they fell below the standards customers expect of them. Eamon Torsney reports.
Earlier this week, Bank of Ireland suffered a major technology outage. It resulted in disruption for customers and queues at some ATMs across the country. Today, Bank of Ireland CEO acknowledged the bank has damaged its reputation and trust with customers and wider society. Miles O'Grady says a number of supports have been put in place for customers, including interest-free temporary overdrafts and a dedicated team for those impacted by the outage. In a statement, Mr. O'Grady encouraged any customers impacted to contact them so they can work together to find an appropriate solution. He also says they know they need to do better in future.
Works to reconstruct the footpath outside St. Eunan's College in Letterkenny are set to commence in the coming week. The footpath was damaged due to the pressure of cars and buses dropping off students to school and is currently sealed off as a health and safety measure. Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly says it's imperative that the works be completed before the start of the new academic year next month.
The slabs was laid on a sand base, and when the heavy vehicles were on, they couldn't hold up the pressure underneath. So what the plan is now is to relift the slabs and put a concrete base underneath, and then we lay it in on top of that again, so it'll be a sound structure now.
And while the works are welcomed, have there been frustrations growing that this means more works happening in Letterkenny again?
Yeah, listen, I suppose that's correct, Donna Marie. We've seen that both since that project started, there had to be different wee snags done there to upgrade it there, the likes of the handrail there at the back of the convent as well, and different wee safety aspects with the bollards there where buses and other vehicles were pulling in. But listen, there's no doubt about it, it's a fine job. And I would just urge now the contractors and Donegal County Council to ensure now and push forward and have this job fully complete. And any snag works that need done, that it's all addressed now as soon as possible. Because I feel it's very important now before the schools reopen that these works are all completed.
Looking now to the weather forecast, a status yellow rainfall warning is in effect in the county until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Heavy and persistent rain with potential for localised flooding. Very windy this evening with fresh southeast winds increasing strong and gusty as Storm Betty approaches. That's with highs of 17 to 21 degrees and mist and fog along coasts and hills. To conclude this evening's news, police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after a report a car was petrol bombed last night. An investigation is underway in the north after a PSNI officer's laptop and notebook fell off a car on a way to the motorway. A man has been arrested in County Derry in connection with criminality linked to a PSNI data breach. Work has begun on the provision of high-speed broadband to almost 3,000 homes, farms and businesses in West Donegal. And finally, a Donegal senator has been given a guarded welcome to news that Donegal will be a standalone guarded division. That's all for now. The next news updates at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, August 18th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Orr, Nima Colgan, 38, Ellamore Park, Gallia, Derry. Kathleen's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral home in Carndonagh this evening at 8 p.m, going to her daughter Maria's home in Ardmore, Muff. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bernard O'Flynn, Gortnatra, Kerry Keel. Bernard's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 p.m. today. Removal from there at 1:30 on Sunday, arriving at St. Columba's Church Mass Mount for 2 p.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cree Heart and Stroke Charity, care of any family member, or via their website www.cree.ie. House strictly private for the duration of the wake, please. The death has taken place of James John Doherty, Jack Barr, Mahara Moore, Cairn Dunna. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny at 5:30 p.m. this evening, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cairn Dunna for 7 p.m. Mass, where he will repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Donations in lieu of flowers to Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has occurred of Noel McGing, Church Road, Kellybegs. Reposing at his residence today and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m. House private at all other times. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Kellybegs for 11 a.m. funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family, flowers only. The death has taken place of Mandy Boyce Gorton Remelton. Remains reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private, please. The death has occurred of Kieran Breslin, 16 Meadow Hill, Kiltoy, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass tomorrow in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley Road, Ballyrain, Letterkenny at 2 p.m. Burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. House strictly private to family only. Family, flowers only, please, with donations in lieu to the ISPCA, Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre, care of Con McDade Funeral Directors. Inquiries to Con McDade Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.